The Positively Wolfy Podcast. Unqualified commentary on allegedly real news. The Positively Wolfy Podcast. Hello and welcome to the Positively Wolfy Podcast. They call me Mr. Positivity Wolfy T. You can find me on Twitter at PositivelyWolf1. And if you want to email the show, you can reach us at PositivelyWolfy@comcast.net. On today's show, we're going to discuss some BS, ending stereotypes, and a surgical accent dent. Today, I'm joined once again by my co-host, close personal friend of mine, Chola.
Welcome. Hello.
You haven't gotten a chance to respond to my vaccine story.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I know who Bill fucking Gates is. I don't always know what people look like because I don't watch TV. So I'm not that dumb. I don't know. I didn't know it was him. And then, but Eric's like, no, it looks like someone famous. We should know that. Don't reply. And I'm like, no, I don't. It's not. And he's like, you fucking idiot. I'm like, I don't know what Bill Gates looks like. I think I saw a picture of him in like 1995. So your dumb little story is not accurate.
So you're saying two of you didn't know what it was or who it was.
And we don't watch TV. We don't watch live TV. We know who we read. Sorry, we read. So we're not a slave to the kidding.
I haven't seen him on TV in forever, but I saw on the internet that he's out and about for the first time since he filed for a divorce or whatever.
You would be surprised how long it took me to actually put a face to the name of a lot of people, like Mike Pence. I didn't know what he looked like for a long time. I knew who he was. I just didn't.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You didn't recognize him without the fly on his head?
Yeah, and then when I did, I was just, oh, he looked like a mannequin, like a wax figure that should be in like a museum.
Right.
Like yeah. He got that like weird, like, I don't know. Anyway, I heard that, you know, fucking what? Like, and your brother's not like, you better get educated. Like, I'm educated, okay? Like, I fucking know who he is. I just don't know his face.
You got to learn the Q conspiracies.
Yeah, I know. What what happened to you after the vaccination? Did you get ill or anything?
The ghost of Bill Gates showed up in the backseat of my car.
Yeah, I know. Did you get sick?
He was breathing down my neck.
Yeah.
He started rubbing my shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I used to fuck.
That would have been better if it was a real ghost.
He's like, I used to fuck my female subordinates at Microsoft. That's why I had to retire. Turns out he's a player. Did you know that?
He
just like bang everybody at Microsoft.
What? Really?
Yeah, that's all coming out now that his wife is divorcing him.
Oh.
I guess his wife was his employee at Microsoft, and that's how they met.
Oh, okay. I have not followed up on his social, I don't know. I haven't really been. Well, I've heard a few things.
Well,
I know that one of the Kardashians is dating that drummer from that horrible Blink-182 band.
Yeah, I saw that that guy got like 4 tattoos with her name already.
Yeah, I know what's going on. Oh, and that Chrissy Teigen or whatever, she's a bitch, and now she's been canceled.
Well, she's like the first one to cancel people, and now they found out that she told Courtney Stodden to kill herself.
You know, it was really weird, because I really hated her a long time ago, Chrissy Teigen, because of that LL Cool J's lip sync battle.
Oh, I thought it was because... Huh? I thought it was because she and John Lennon dressed up as a cowboy and Indian for Halloween.
Oh, I didn't even know that they did that. See, this is how, like, out of touch I am. So, but I watched that show, and, like, she just looked like a fucking fool back there. What is her problem? She's, like, all off beat. She can't dance. But then I was like, oh, I kind of like her. Like, I kind of read some stuff about her. I'm like, she's okay. And then now she's just died. Like, you taking a nap for, like, I was just like, oh, you know, like, okay, I suppose when you're that famous, you can't say that shit, but I kind of thought it was funny.
Well, like, I don't even know. Like, I guess she was a model.
Yeah.
And then, like, she got famous for marrying John Legend.
Or doesn't she had, like...
And now she's famous for tweeting.
And cookware. She got some, I don't know.
But I think that's, I think now she's, like, just famous for tweeting.
She's a very famous person on Twitter. She got a line of cookware that has been pulled from Macy's and Target. And, you know, I was gonna look for some of her stuff, like, oh, okay, so, like, we're both dead today, kind of, you know? My coffee maker stopped making coffee, like, last week.
So you're like, just eating it, are you just eating it raw now?
Yeah, pretty much. So I was like, what the fuck? So I'm like, oh, it clogged, but, like, so then I got, like, the cleaner or whatever, and... It's still not working, and Eric's like, fine, I'll just take it apart. See, I don't want to get a new one because it matches all my other little appliances and my KitchenAid. And I looked, and it's hard to get Empire Red KitchenAid without it being a Keurig machine. And I drink black coffee because I'm not a fool. So I haven't had real coffee in a week, and I think it's taking a toll.
So are you having withdrawal symptoms?
No, I'm drinking Nas and Monster like there's no tomorrow. I'm just filling up on other shit. But I don't like it as much. Like, in the morning, I do not want to drink some cold shit. I want, like, hot coffee. I mean, I've been to the Starbucks, but, like, I don't always feel like going, you know.
Yeah, I get it.
So that's why I'm a little, you know.
Well,
it hasn't been too long.
Talking about shit is a good transition into our first article.
Yes.
So get ready for some unqualified commentary on allegedly real news. Yeah. We're going to get a little...
shitty.
We're going to dive into some stereotypes today, so...
I don't think the first one is a stereotype.
Well, we'll see.
But, well, I guess I'm a little more...
We're going to examine other cultures in different countries.
I don't even say you. I think you could say that. I think people are desperate right now.
You don't think so? Well, let's read the headline so people know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
This is from the New York Post, and the headline is Indian doctors warn against using cow poop as COVID cure. And I paused the video about 6 seconds in, and it's just several men shirtless, wearing shorts, just smearing buckets of shit on themselves.
Okay, so I guess when you say, like, stereotype, it's because, okay.
Well, because Indians...
And cow shit, and a cow is sacred symbol of life.
Yeah, so the cow is, like, sacred in India, so, like, it presumably... Things that the cow produces would be, you know.
All right.
Good.
This is so fucking disgusting. Like, I can't even. However, I feel so goddamn bad for these people that it's just like.
So many pictures here. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I mean, it's bad.
I mean, but I get it. But I get that they're looking for cures. But, I mean, like, they have, I believe they've heard that they've set up, like, mass vaccination centers over in India.
Just from when? From when this was?
Well, I think it was after this.
Yeah. I mean, they were pretty desperate. However, it is fucking revolting. I'll give you that. But, like, there's, like, coffee made out of cat shit that's, like, a delicacy.
Well, I don't think it's made of cat.
Or it's, like, made in...
It's
what is it?
It's coffee. Isn't it like coffee beans that are digested by a cat or some other kind of animal?
How is and that then, better?
I guess it's technically cat shit, but, like, I guess it doesn't digest
right. Just fancy. Like, I don't know. It's just fancy.
It's basically
fancy shit.
It's basically digested coffee beans, which I thought that was a joke. I thought somebody made a joke about that in a commercial, and then it's like, it's actually real.
Yeah, and it's expensive. So the poop play all over. I don't know. Man. Like, you know, maybe I'm just too tired. Like, I think, I would never rub cow shit on myself, but I've never had to.
I wouldn't smear any kind of shit on myself.
But if you were in that desperate situation, you might be thinking otherwise.
Well, I don't know. It's I'm going to read some of the article here, but I don't think cow shit would be my number one.
No, I don't think it's theirs either.
As COVID-19 ravages India, some have taken to rubbing cow feces and urine on their bodies as a way to fight the virus. Doctors are warning against the practice, saying there's no proof it boosts immunity or helps treat COVID. There are also health risks involved in smearing or consuming these consuming these products. Other diseases can spread from animals to humans. Dr. J.A. Jailal, national president of the Indian Medical Association, told Reuters, in Hinduism, the cow is a sacred symbol of life and earth. Like, I don't, like, this does nothing to dispel the image of India as, like, a, third world country.
Well, I mean, right. I don't think it, they're in a third world country, but, like, this is a crazy practice. But you know what else is crazy? The not getting vaccine and thinking God's going to take care of everything. I mean, it's just, it's fucking crazy. It's bound in religion.
Well,
right? I think Hinduism, Christianity. I think there's
a lot of, like, right now, the new conspiracy theory in America, and maybe elsewhere too, is that vaccinated people, if you're unvaccinated and you hang around a vaccinated person, they could just, like, emit the vaccine onto you and get you sick. Like, I don't know how it works, but, like, I've heard that's the dumbest
fucking thing I've ever heard.
I've heard that.
It emanates from your body?
Like, it seeps through your pores or something and, like,
yeah,
gets into the air or what the deal is. But apparently that's the new conspiracy. And, like, the people who are against wearing masks for COVID protection might be wearing masks to protect themselves from vaccinated people.
Yeah. They're fucking, I mean, this story is disgusting, but the only thing I don't think it's any crazier than, like, not being, you know, like, being an anti-vaxxer. The only difference is that it's disgusting. It's still fucking crazy. Both notions to me are dumb.
I feel like this is, like, actively trying to get yourself sick. Like,
no, they're probably desperate and, like, so they're.
Right. But, like, the guy says there's a bunch of diseases that you could get from rubbing shit on yourself. Like,
COVID is the most threatening, intimidating disease. So they're probably like, who gives a fuck? I mean, I think they're, like, at their wit's end, don't you? I mean, well, they're not idiots. Well, they could
get, like, dysentery or something, or, you know, something much more quick to kill you than COVID.
Yeah, but if you don't, because you know how they're like, oh, this person died of whatever with COVID complications. Maybe if they rub the shit, they can get rid of the COVID and then just deal with dysentery or whatever.
And then it would be counted as COVID-related death, right?
No, because I don't fucking know. This one just makes me really, like, disgusted with America, honestly. Like, I mean, I know that they have more help now, but it's still terrible. And yet there's people here who could get it and they're just like, no, I'm not gonna do it because it's infringing on my, like, there's a microchip in it. Like, fucking really? I wish there were. Jesus. Like,
I haven't seen it, but apparently there's videos going around of people who got vaccinated and then they put a magnet up to their injection site and it stays there.
Yeah, they didn't, like, break their wrist and have, like, a a pin in there or something.
I don't know. But if they put it on their other arm, it just
totally
falls
sound
off.
Like legit videos.
I need to look them
is
up.
Is that a family member of yours sending those to you?
No comment.
Yeah.
I haven't seen them. I need to look them up, but I have been told that they're very believable. There's no cuts. Like, there's no camera trickery. There's no special effects.
Camera trickery. This is what I want to know. And I probably have asked you before, and I don't know if it was on here or just in general. So the people who don't want to get it, okay, if you're anti-vax, like, okay, yeah, I get it. You don't want to get it because you're a fucking nut job. But people who get every other shot, but they don't want to get the COVID vaccination, that's because they believe that there's tracking devices in it? Am I?
No, I think the people who would get like normal vaccines or give their kids vaccines or whatever, like they think that COVID isn't that serious. Like it affects, like if you're a certain age or older, you're more likely to get it, but like they don't think like they're in a, you know, a vulnerable position.
But you'll get a rubella shot. Okay.
Or it's something like the flu shot where like you just have to get it every year, and that, you know, it's just kind of a crapshoot if you're gonna get it. And you know, there's enough people who are getting it, so like the spread is much lower, and if it does spread, it's much less severe. I think that's one reason.
Okay, I mean, I guess I can understand that mentality.
It's not 100% conspiracy related. It's
okay, fine, but like the conspiracy theory, like, and I don't like shit like this in India. It just plays into, you know. Yeah, they're not doing themselves any favors by doing this in regards of like stereotypes. Yeah. But in fact, that it's embedded within their religion. Like, okay, I kind of get it. But again, then it's Hinduism. People are going to attack that. And it's like, well, that's not doing you any favors either. But, you know.
Well, it's, I don't know. Like, it's a question of like, are they not aware of the risks of just like covering yourself and
I think they're at their fucking wit's end. Or they're like, we're gonna die either way. This is like our last ditch effort to, you know.
Well, do you think these guys are thinking that way? None of them have masks on.
Are they even available? Like, we don't know that masks are readily available over there. I mean, sometimes we see reports, but that might not be in every area. I think that these people are desperate, and I think it's it's sad, honestly. Like, it's disgusting, but it's fucking sad. Like, and they're really religious, which I don't get, but whatever. So I guess, like, don't be so religious, then you won't have to, like, rub shit on yourself. Like, you know. Just, like, when people think that God's going to cure them in, you know, Western civilization. Yeah. Like, it's all dumb.
Let's see. So, back to the article. Maybe they have some more answers. I doubt it. Some residents of Gujarat in the western part of the country have been visiting cow shelters to rub the excrement on their bodies, then hug or honor the cows while the mixture dries. Ugh. When it does, it's washed off with milk or buttermilk.
Really? Is that because they don't have soap?
Well,
or is that part of their, like...
I assume that's part of the ritual.
Part of the ritual, okay.
Comes from the cow, you know?
Okay, I don't know. I mean, there are certainly things in people's beliefs and rituals that I don't fucking get. I just... Maybe I've read them off. This does not surprise me, or like, I'm really not grossed out by, I mean, it's gross, but I'm not like, oh, you know, like, I don't know.
You're still too close to changing diapers at this point, I think.
No, he's four. He's fine. He started riding a bike.
I'm just used to having it on me.
Yeah. You get real desensitized to that, but boogers, you do not. I still can't do boogers. I'd rather be shit on, like, have shit on my face than, like, have a booger on my face from another human. I'm not kidding.
Oh, my God.
So gross.
Be careful who hears that.
I know, right? Oh, I like, the boys used to do that, like, that farmer blow, and then sometimes it would backfire. What? Like, oh.
Are you so talking about snot rockets, or are you talking about
Yeah.
Oh. Huh? I thought there was something to do with poop.
No. Boogers. Like, I don't know anything about that. Well, I've heard things with farmers and sheep and pigs. But anyway, no, I'm talking out of your nose, though.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen that way too many times, and I can do poop. Can't do that.
You remember in Team America World Police where they had the sex scene and then the unrated version, they got into it.
Yeah, I saw it once in the theaters and then I saw the unrated version one time.
That's a great movie.
It really is.
I have it on DVD, but I haven't watched it in years.
Yeah, I think we own it too, but it's one of those that I think that you like really want to own, but it's not like something you watch all the time.
I mean, it's kind of outdated now because it's kind of a product of its time because it was kind of making fun of the war on terror. And then Kim Jong-il is like the main.
Oh, and his panthers, but they were just black cats. Just licking their butthole.
the Film Actors Guild.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that was a good move. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, the unrated version has a sex scene where I think the woman takes the shit on the dude's chest. Like, they're puppets. And right. Very graphic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was funny.
Let's see. India has been hit with more than 22 million cases of the coronavirus and over 246,000 deaths, although experts say the numbers could be much higher. Parts of the country have struggled to keep up with demand for hospital space, oxygen, and PPE supplies. Dr. Anthony Fauci, President Biden's chief medical advisor, said that the country needs to build up the equivalent of field hospitals and work with other countries to ramp up vaccine production and distribution. Dr. Fauci, he's like the epitome of just like staying on the same path the whole time, never changing his directions to the American people, always very consistent with everything that he gives out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I find that funny. Like, I know you're being, you know, sarcastic and everything, but you got vaccinated, so.
That's what I'm saying. Like, a couple months ago, he's like, I'm vaccinated, but I still need to wear a mask. And then, like a week or two ago, he's like, oh, yeah, I was just wearing a mask because I didn't want people to feel uncomfortable around me, but I didn't need it.
Yeah.
Hashtag trust the science. You know, I saw a commercial the other day. They were still running the Alone Together commercials that said that you need to stay in your house whether you have COVID or not.
Really?
And I was like, the CDC just said, like, you can do whatever the fuck you want if you're vaxxed.
Was it a show that you recorded?
No, it was live TV.
Oh, wow.
Like, why are they still showing these? What
the fuck? That's really, I don't know. I'm still wearing a mask out, like, because most places require it. Like, I don't give a fuck. Like, I'm so used to it by this point. It's just like, I don't know.
I don't understand why people are still requiring it. Like, you should
like encourage, where?
Like, I don't know. Aren't the whole city of St. Paul and Minneapolis still requiring it?
Well, I know that, like, you... Oh, did they come out and make that declaration? Well, I remember, like,
I don't know if they reversed it, but, like...
Okay, because, like, the night that he... It was a Thursday night, and I was out to dinner in St. Paul with my friend and Eric, and our server comes up to us at the end. She's like, oh, my God, did you guys hear? Did you hear me talking over there? We were outside on the deck, and we were like, no. And she's like, Walt just said that restrictions are lifted. She's like, yeah. So my boss or my manager said, leave the mask at home tomorrow. So I wonder if, like, that particular restaurant, like, they don't have to.
Well, if she had just seen Walls's announcement.
But then her manager, like, came out and they were like, he'd, like, right. leave him at home tomorrow.
But it was, like, maybe a couple hours later where the mayors of St. Paul and the Minneapolis said, well, you know, we're just going to keep going and making people wear masks, whether they're vaccinated or not. And it's like we're at the point where I think there's enough people vaccinated that you can lift the restrictions. And then, like, you know, if you're vaccinated, you're covered, right? You're mm-hmm. good per the CDC. Trust right. the science, right? And then if you're not vaxxed, you can either wear your mask and, you know, make your appointment or just do whatever the fuck you want, because who cares?
I don't know. Okay, I can see that maybe for, like, I still like when people wear masks. I have a kid who's not vaccinated and is exposed. Like, I want, you know, but maybe that's a situation that not everybody is in. Like, if I have to go out with Dominic, I want people to wear masks around him that I don't know.
Well, at this point, you need to let people do what they want.
Well, they can. My preference.
You can wear a mask. You can put your kid in a mask.
No, what I'm saying, though, is, like, just as a personal preference, I would, like, prefer it. But, yeah, I agree. People should, at this point, fuck it, kind of. Just, yeah.
I mean, I was going to start going back to the movies, and then I'm looking at AMC's websites, and they're like, regardless of vaccination status or local jurisdiction rules, we require everybody to wear masks at all times.
Really?
Like, get the fuck out of here.
Because when I went to the movies on my birthday, so that was in early March, I wore a mask in the theater, but as soon as I sat down, that I did not. Was that a big no-no?
I think that's and what I wasn't most eating. Do. Like, technically, you're supposed to wear it unless you're eating or drinking something. But,
well,
like, I'm sure everybody does that.
I have asthma, so I get to not wear it. I don't know. I mean, with this India thing, like, yeah.
You have it both ways.
Yeah, I know.
Everybody else wears a mask except me because I have asthma.
Duh. And then, like, when I was getting my second shot, the lady was like, oh, so do you like wearing the mask? And I was like, no. She's like, well, a lot of people who have allergies, because we were talking about allergies. She's like, a lot of people that I know that have them, they love it because their allergies aren't as bad. I'm like, I can't breathe. Like, ugh, no. And I just, like, looked really irritated. She's like, okay, calm down. I'm like, I'm fine.
Like, that's why I'm getting vaccinated. So I don't have to wear a mask.
Yeah. Like, anyway, I mean, it's funny, it's disgusting, it's gross, but it's also kind of like, oh, people, like, I feel bad for them. You know, maybe I'm just too tired.
You're really bringing down the tone.
I'm sorry. I'm a Debbie Downer, huh? God.
Well, to wrap up this article, Dr. Fauci says you need to, he's basically telling them to shut down. He says you need to break the chain of transmission. And one of the ways to do that is to shut down.
Take a shower.
Yeah, probably. Not advisable to rub feces and urine on your body and then let it dry and then washing it off with milk is almost as bad.
And then what do you like, drink the milk? No, you know what this makes me kind of want to do, though? It makes me want to go into other religions and see how far, you know, this is fundamental Hinduism, right? Think about it. Like, they're taking it to the point of just fucking ridiculousness,
right?
You know, like, I guess I haven't seen that a whole lot. I mean, we've seen it, but, like, this is finally, like, cuckoos in other religions where, like, I'm so used to just all the, you know, Catholic freak. Like,
yeah.
Kind of a, you know, breath of fresh air. Well, you know what I mean?
Metaphorically.
Metaphorically, yeah. I don't know.
Oh boy, let's take a quick break, maybe have yourself a glass of milk or something, and join us for our
chocolate milk.
Oh god. Are you sure that's chocolate? All right, welcome back. Our next story, also from the New York Post. And the headline is, new law could end China's infamous dog meat festival, says advocacy group. Remember when Jay Leno had to apologize for making all these jokes about Chinese people eating dogs and cats?
No. No.
Gabriel Union complained about him showing up on America's Got Talent or something, and I don't know, I don't know what it was. It was like a painting on the wall or something of like a, maybe it was like one of those dogs playing poker posters or something.
Oh, I love those.
And Jay Leno made a joke about like how they'd be dinner in China or something like that.
Oh.
And
okay.
And Gabriel Union got all mad about it. And And Jay's like, it's just a joke. And then like 2 years later, he's like, oh, I didn't realize how much harm I was doing to the Asian community. But then you see an article like this. They have a dog eating festival.
Well, so this is what I was really like. Okay, I'm looking at the picture. And these look like, you know, like that would be like my pet. I thought they ate like wild dogs. Or like a, not, like it wasn't like a, like a, what is this, like a.
I think they're mostly, you know, strays though.
Well, right. But I mean, but they're like dog breeds that we know. These dogs look really cute.
Yeah.
They look like nice dogs. I'm all for, don't eat dogs. Don't eat fucking cats.
It's strange. I don't know, just the differences in cultures. Like, I suppose if they want to eat dogs, they can, but like, I don't know what the harm is, to be honest, but.
No, I just don't want to. Okay, well, every meat eater is a hypocrite, a meat eater that loves animals, right? Like,
it's weird. It's weird how in America, you know, we treat dogs with such reverence and like almost as good as, if not better than people.
Mm-hmm.
And then in other places, like, I mean, that's my dinner, so.
Oh, I can't even imagine a pug being eaten. It just makes me sad. Or like, I love pugs.
Like in India, they're worshiping these cows, and in America, we're just putting fucking that Anton Chigurh thing in their head.
Yeah, I know. I don't. You know. Yeah, it's I don't have a problem with them doing it. I just don't like it. I don't have a moral. No. I don't have a logical problem with them eating dogs. Morally, I can't get behind it.
Who do you think hates it more? Animal activists or Asian people who live in America who are sick of getting made fun of for eating dogs when they don't?
They don't eat dogs here, do they?
That's what I'm saying. Like, they get stereotyped as dog eaters because these people in China who are having their dog festival.
Activists are not my favorite people. I understand that their hearts are, quote, in the right place or whatever, but they're irritating. I mean, I'm sure the Asian Americans are just sick of it. I would be like just like when people are like, oh, do you like tacos? What do you mean you don't like spicy food? It's like, oh, good one. I haven't heard that before. Like, shut the fuck up. Like, I'm sure they're really tired of it.
Oh, that reminds me. I just watched, did you ever see that documentary that, is it Harry Calavari or whatever his name is? He's a stand-up comedian, and he made a documentary about, it was like the problem with Apu from The Simpsons.
No.
And so like he made this, it was like a hour-long TV special. It wasn't really like a full documentary. And I just saw it on TV like recently. And like his whole deal was like when he was growing up, Apu was the only representation of Indian people in, you know, in American pop, mainstream pop culture.
Yeah.
So like that was the frame of reference that everybody else, you know, that he went to school with used to make fun of him. And they do the, you know, thank you, come again or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he's like, we didn't have any other representation. So we need to get Apu taken off of the Simpsons. And then like during the course of the documentary, he interviews like 10 or 15 other Indian actors who are regularly getting roles in movies and TV, and they have like way more representation now, but he's still so bitter about this Apu character that he's still going after him.
Yeah.
Whereas like, you know, like I don't think, you know, jokes about Asian people eating dogs and cats are nearly as prevalent as they were, you know, years ago.
Well, I think that right now it's a really touchy time because there has been so many instances, like, currently against Asian Americans. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Right. Right now it's probably not the best time to bring this article up. Like, I don't know why it's kind of mean.
You're making an improvement, it says. Well, let me read the article maybe before we start judging about everything. Okay. Animal activists are celebrating a new law in China that regulates the mass trafficking of feral dogs in Yulin.
Oh, feral.
In the Guangxi region, which has an annual dog meat festival. Yulin's agricultural officials confirmed the news on May 1st. Jam Press reported, whatever that is, the new law would ensure that animals are raised and quarantined together before being transported and sold for slaughter, a move that will ultimately strengthen public health efforts and potentially save thousands of dogs. So basically what it sounds like is they're not banning them from eating dogs, but they're regulating how the dogs are raised and butchered.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Again, I just because I don't want to eat a dog, if somebody else wants, like, I guess that's good, right? Like, you want your cow, you want your livestock to be treated well.
Well, it's like eating, like, a rat or a raccoon or something that you find just roaming the streets in your neighborhood, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty gross, but people do it. That would be,
like, the equivalent of eating a feral dog.
Yeah, or like I wouldn't, but I had rabbit one time at Black Forest in Minneapolis. It was weird. The bones were small. I just don't want to say like I'm against it because like I can't say that I wouldn't, you know? Would you?
Eat dog? I don't know. It's weird. Especially if you've seen it when it was alive, right?
Well, so that's where I'm a big hypocrite. And I know this, and I'll own up to it. I don't ever want to see... Actually, the slaughterhouse is... Oh, God, they don't really bother me that much. Isn't that horrible? Like, But there's some step of the process where I can't deal with it. I can see... things being dead I have no problem with. You can right. hang them from a hook, you can gut them, whatever. It's the live ones going to that's where I can't really, I don't like that, but I know it happens.
Yeah,
I mean,
honestly, like farm animals, like I don't think I'd like even seeing like a cow or a chicken or something like that, like that it's alive and then, you know, it goes to get slaughtered or whatever. I don't know if I'd want to see like it actually get slaughtered.
Maybe, no, but
maybe, but like I don't think it's like, oh, like I can't eat that now, but it's like that's like the sole purpose of its being is to feed people.
Yeah,
but no, like I a know. Dog, like we're so conditioned that dogs are there to be your companion and to play. Well, and you know,
I mean, is this out of necessity? It seems like more of a delicacy to me, like a dog meat festival. Like that's not something that has to happen.
I think it's right up there with bat soup.
Gross. You know, alligators are my favorite animal ever, and I eat them whenever I can. So what does that say? I love dogs, so maybe I would eat a dog.
Well, maybe. Didn't you say you would eat that human flesh steak or whatever?
I'd probably try it.
What about lab-grown 3D printed steaks?
I'm probably going to try that before most people, since my husband works for the number one 3D printing company in the world. I would. Because I have done, no, because I was such a medical abomination and had just like chemicals and I don't know, for some reason, because I was a sickly kid, I think I don't get grossed out by stuff. I don't know why. Like, it just like that shit, like rubbing shit on you, I'm just like, you know, like, it's a means to an end, right? All the shit that I had to do to stay alive is a means to an end. Like, I don't know. It's
just another day in your household.
It's just another day out, ma'am.
We're learning about a lot about Chola today.
I know. I know. Isn't that bad? But I was a vegetarian for 10 years.
Well, you're making up for it.
No. So I was a vegetarian and it was suggested for medical reasons. And I would always get into these fights. Like, I like animals a lot. Like, if I could, like, not hurt them, like, whatever. But I never became a vegetarian because I didn't want to eat an animal.
Right.
And then
you got into it so you could tell people you're a vegetarian.
I never did. I just wouldn't eat certain things, you know, and then finally it would come out, it was great though. I always disappointed people because they always wanted to have the meat eater vegetarian fight, and I was just like, yeah, I don't care. They'd be like, what? I'm like, I don't care.
Really, other vegetarians be like, you know, trying to.
Well, they hated me and vegans. But you know what my favorite thing is? Vegans who wear leather. What?
It's genuine.
Or people like, well, I only wear secondhand leather. You're still wearing it.
It's like the cow's still dead.
Yeah.
It's not coming back to life.
Like, what the fuck?
Is that the reasoning? Like, the cow is already dead and it's
it's recycled. So it's like they weren't the first person to buy into the. It's just. Or like, I'm a vegetarian, but like, my nice leather seats are like. Like, I've met a few vegans that are actually, like, vegan, and wow, their lives are so hard. They're so hard because they have, like, nothing or just crap.
They just like being, oppressed. They want to be a victim. So they make
their lives harder than they need to. Pretty much can hang out with each other. It's really hard for them.
But they do that to themselves, right? Like,
yeah, it's a conscious choice.
I mean, nobody is forcing you to live that lifestyle.
No, and one of them was really, really nice. She, like, didn't mind normal things, but, like, she just didn't live like the other ones were just, oh, they were so fucking judgy. They're woke, you know? They're pretty woke.
You have to be, like, pretty well off to be a vegan, too.
Oh, no, they were all, like, scraping by because their food was, like, $1 billion at the co-op that they all worked at.
But they're all making, like, $100,000 a year, or, like, they have really rich parents, you know?
Like, you know what? I knew a fucking crust punk that, like, smelled worse than any human I've ever smelled. She was just dirty. Her teeth were falling. Her parents were, like, multimillionaires. And she drove a BMW. She would just, like, park it down the block so no one ever saw it.
That's how you get that way, because you try to rebel against your parents. Like,
I know.
Parents,
she, like,
your parents give you all this nice shit, and they're like, well, I'll show them. I'm going to stop showering.
Yeah, she, like, lived in a sewer or, like, some, you know, rat-infested, like, dungeon. Her parents lived on, like, Minnetonka, like... okay. Anyway.
Oh, boy. So let's get back into this article.
God, I got to drink some coffee before the next one.
Well, we're only like a quarter of the way in, I think. So
I know.
Those found in violation will be subject to a fine of up to 150,000 yuan, or however you say that, which is about $23,100 American, with a minimum of 50,000. Or $7,000.
Well,
according to the UK-based animal advocacy group No to Dog Meat, the org said it has confirmed the changes in a recent letter from Yulin's agricultural department.
Is there anything that Americans eat that other countries don't? Like, do we do anything that other countries find, like, repulsive?
Pigs.
Yeah, there you go.
Pigs. Cows.
Yeah, pigs, cows.
Mostly pigs.
But I mean, like, do we do anything that all other countries don't do? Like, or, like, the majority of them? Like Australia would be like, oh!
No, I think, like, most of the countries that develop from, like, English colonies, like, that are still English-speaking today are pretty similar in a lot of that stuff. Once you get into, like, the less developed countries, you start seeing kind of differences, I think.
Sure. Well, different religions too. Yeah. I mean, whatever. Just don't be, I mean, I guess this is a good thing if they're, you know, I don't know. And another thing, like, I don't want to eat, like, if they're mistreating cows and pigs, like, I don't want to eat something that had, like, a big fucking abscess or sore on, you know? So, like, it's in our best interest to make sure that our food is handled properly before it gets to us, even if it's alive.
I guess so.
So, like, I guess I'm for this, you know?
Well, let's see. The new regulations will see that these animals meet certain health requirements, ensuring that no sick, stolen, or stray dogs could be traded.
Stolen? Like, I don't think you should be stealing people's pets for food. Like, come on.
This is huge news, and we really feel that this could be the end of Yulin, said No to Dog Meat CEO Julia DeCadene in a statement to Jam Press. No animal deserves the fate of a Yulin dog, and this kind of slaughter is also a grave risk to public health. Now, her point that they're too poor to fucking maintain these dogs according to the regulation?
I don't know. It seems like there's several things here that don't really add up. Like,
let's see. Yulin, alternatively romanized as Watlam, located in Guangxi Zhuang Autonomous Region of Southeast China, is notorious for its lychee and dog meat festival, which has been known to round up some 10,000 dogs for slaughter during the 10-day event, a sacrifice made to mark the summer solstice, according to a 2015 BBC report.
Wait a minute. So the actual festival is the rounding up of the dog? It's not even eating the... Like, I was thinking, like, rib fest, but, like, dogs.
That's what I thought it was. I didn't...
Oh, so this is just a festival where you act shitty to dogs? Like, okay, I don't.
They must eat them. They must slaughter them and then eat as many as they can.
Have you ever been to Rib Fest? I don't think they have it anymore.
No, I haven't.
I went one time. It was amazing. It was. It was a long time ago.
Well, dog eating, albeit rare, has been a tradition in some parts of Southeast Asia for as far back as 500 years.
And those who
abide believe dog meat helps stave off summer heat. Yulin residents and festival goers claim the dogs are killed humanely, but animal rights organizers have long scrutinized the grisly tradition.
I don't know.
By the way, did you see John Cena apologize to China for saying that Taiwan was a country?
No.
And he did it in Mandarin?
No. I did not.
Oh,
I did not see that.
Apparently he fucked up and risked a lot of money for Fast 9. And so.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because that's about to come out and China's like the biggest market outside the U.S., so, like, all the movie companies are just, like, you know, do anything to get over in China.
Yeah. I can't wait till that movie comes out. I like those movies. They're not, like, quote, good, but they're fun.
One time John Cena was, I guess he lived in China for like 3 months or something a few years back.
No, I cannot remember that.
And I don't know, he was out of the WWE for a while. And then he came back, I can't remember. I think it was one of their overseas stadium shows. And I can't remember if it was one of the Saudi Arabia ones or the Australia one. But like he showed up like straight from his living in China. And he was like, he like lost 20 pounds of muscle. Like he looked like he was on a, you know, he had come off of steroids.
I don't like him small. I think he looks weird.
And then he grown his hair out. Like he looked so weird.
He just, and I know just because I'm not used to it, but like, I mean, he's probably healthier now, but he looked unhealthy to me because I'm used to him being like gigantic.
Well, you know what's weird is like next to normal people, he still looks huge. But when he gets into wrestling, like he looks small.
Yeah. No, I got that. Yeah.
Did you see his movie where he was the firefighter?
Nope.
There was a scene where they had to change a diaper and they put their gas masks on. And I forget if it was Cena or somebody else, but somebody threw up in their gas mask. And it was
that happened in Jackass.
It was quite hilarious.
Yeah.
It was very over the top. The rest of the movie not so much.
Yeah. We started watching I don't remember. It's a Netflix movie about zombies.
Oh, Army of the Dead?
Yeah, yeah. I haven't finished it yet.
We're gonna restore the Snyderverse and then we're gonna start the Army of the Dead whatever.
Yeah.
People don't like it. I've seen people on Twitter hating on that movie, but it was really good.
We're into the casino now. We haven't finished it because Dominic woke up. But yeah, I enjoyed it. I mean, it's not like anything I haven't really seen before yet, but like reminds me of like Resident Evil, one of them. But I like it.
I feel like it's not like a lot of other zombie movies, and I think that's
how.
I don't know. It's just the way they focus on the characters and things like that.
It's like exactly like The Walking Dead.
Is it though? I don't know. I never watched The Walking Dead, so.
So you don't have a frame of reference? You're just judging? Okay.
No. Well, there's a couple more paragraphs here. I'm just gonna plow through them.
All right.
The movement to bring an end to Yulin's dog market has since caught on globally, with celebs such as Ricky Gervais tweeting about the issue. But we hate Ricky Gervais because he's not woke. So fuck that guy, right? Some activists have gone so far as to travel to the festival in order to buy off dogs intended for slaughter. Groups such as Saving Harbin Dogs, a U.S. registered nonprofit operating in China, have been established for the sole purpose of rescuing dogs from China's underground animal trade. That and the country's, quote, wet markets have long been regarded as sources of disease and indeed linked to the virus that causes COVID-19. Last year, China cracked down on the nation's wildlife trade, including a move to reclassify dogs as companion animals instead of their previous livestock designation in response to what was then still an emerging pandemic that many experts believed originated in a Wuhan meat market. The plan ensured that dogs would no longer be found on the legal meat trade, though the law does little to mitigate the animal black market. Oh, by the way, we talked about Dr. Fauci in the last article and his consistency. Did you hear that he thinks that the Wuhan...
that it wasn't natural?
That the lab in Wuhan may have manufactured the COVID-19.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, at this point,
too many of these conspiracy theories turn out to be true, and then like people believe all of them.
Well, do you think because you know with all this UFO crap coming out, it's like maybe.
Well, I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility.
Like, I think I'm completely agnostic to everything. You know what I mean? Like,
well, like with the source of the source of the virus, like the the wet market was like a quarter mile, like a half a mile away from the, yeah. the
I don't
bio chemical.
Yeah. I don't, well, first of all, why was it only that far away? Like, that just seems like bad. That's bad. But secondly, like, I don't think though, I wouldn't.
But they totally dismissed it. They're like, well, China says they didn't do it. So that's good enough.
Well, you know, but the thing is, at this point, there's gotta be a supervillain. I mean, other than Elon Musk,
Yeah.
There's gotta be one. Like, how can there not be? I mean, we have, like, footage of UFOs. How is there not a supervillain? Like, I don't think it's ridiculous to think that maybe this one's not natural. Like, I don't know.
Well, I think the problem is that the U.S. used to have, like, supervisors in that lab, and then Trump took them out, and now there was nobody there to say one way or the other. We're all at the mercy of China's word.
I know. I don't know. I just think, like, I certainly don't want to be into conspiracies, like, I totally believe all of them, but, like, they're kind of fun.
Just wait till all those vaccinated people start dropping dead from COVID-21.
Maybe they'll turn into zombies. I'll head to the Walgreens and get every last albuterol inhaler. And then guns. Anyway.
I heard ammo's hard to come by these days.
Yeah.
Because the Dems are in office and they're taking our guns.
Wow, you are really right today. God.
I don't even have a gun. I don't know if I should advertise that, you know.
And your address is, and we can find you at.
They're coming for me.
Yeah.
Let's move on to our last article. Another New York Post article. We're really loading up on these today. The headline is, Australian woman wakes up with Irish accent after throat surgery.
Yeah, I like this one. I think I heard either about this one or, like, this has happened before.
Yeah, I've heard this happen after, like, head injuries.
Yes, that too.
Not necessarily after a throat surgery, but...
No. Or, like, when people have head injuries and then they, like, or they go into a coma, they come out and they're, like, a world concert pianist or something, you know, like...
Yeah. It's weird. I've seen several, like, I don't know, like, 60 Minutes has done...
And we have a certain coworker whose kid watched a television program and then had a English accent. That might be a little different.
Yeah, I guess she grew out of it, but like,
God, that would be amazing.
But she, our coworker said she watched videos of when her kid was younger, like the kid had a British accent, like
Peppa Pig.
Spent her whole life in Minnesota, but she kept going to watch British shows on Netflix.
I know. So my niece is watching that now, Peppa Pig, and I'm like, oh, she's gonna get British, and like I tried to show it to Dominic, and he was like, No, I'm not watching this.
That's a girl's show.
Yeah, I guess. Dominic like Tinkerbell.
Yeah, but
he's a boy.
I'm saying there's probably reasons like he likes Tinkerbell and not Peppa Pig.
I don't know. I've never watched Peppa Pig.
I've heard now that Peppa Pig is like 10 feet tall.
We made the, I don't know if it's a mistake. We made a decision because we figure, okay, so he's already seen Michael Bay Turtles. So he's into Transformers now. We've been watching, like, the cartoon and the cartoon movie. And so he is now watching the Michael Bay Transformer movies. He really likes Megan, whatever the hell her name is.
Megan Fox?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
Did he like when the robot got punched in the balls? Is that in the first mm-hmm. movie?
He got hit in the penis. We're like, stop saying penis, Dominic. But he used to call Optimus Prime Octopus Prime. But now he's Optimus Prime. Yeah, he knows them too. I'm like, I keep asking me questions. I'm like, gosh, I don't know anything about it. But anyway, so this lady woke up with what? An Irish accent?
Yeah.
From Australian?
Here's a classic New York Post first line. Luck of the Aussie? an Australian woman gone viral on TikTok after, or sorry, an Australian woman has gone viral on TikTok after claiming that she woke up with an Irish accent following tonsil surgery. Angela Yen, 27, had a tonsillectomy on April 19th and was confused when her Aussie accent reportedly turned into an Irish brogue 10 days after the procedure. I've never been to Ireland. I grew up in Australia and had an Aussie accent for the last 20 years since I moved here when I was 8 years old, she told Storyful.
Okay. I have a question, and believe me, it comes around. So, Boston, you know, like the Boston accent?
Yeah.
Is that derivative from Irish accent at all? Because, you know, they're all Irish. Is that, is there any roots in that?
Maybe.
Because I heard on like several podcasts now who are covering stuff like from Australians that Australian accents sometimes sound very Bostonian. So if the Bostonians are like Irish sounding kind of, and she's Australian, you know what I'm saying? Like maybe it's not as far fetched as we think.
Yeah, I don't know. I think they're, honestly, I think they're all kind of unique. Like they're all.
No, I know, but like.
But you're saying like they're close. They're close enough yeah. that it makes sense. But
like
she,
sometimes they have like the
she
same.
She moved to Australia when she was 8.
From,
I don't know, but she looks of Asian descent.
Well, that doesn't matter.
Her name is Yen. So I'm not sure where she moved from. But
I was just, oh god damn it. Wrong road. Okay. Yeah, so did she say if she was happy with it or mad?
I don't know, we didn't get there yet.
All right, go.
The Brisbane resident met with doctors and did research trying to figure out what happened to her normal accent. Dr. Carl Kruzlnicki, a science author and commentator, weighed in on the debacle in a TikTok video explaining that Yen may have foreign accent syndrome. You know it's true because he's a science commentator on TikTok.
Ooh. I don't.
The rare speech disorder causes a person to sound like they are speaking with an accent from another country. It has only been reported about 150 times, according to Kruzlnicki, and is normally caused by a brain injury, but Yen explained in a video that she has no neurological symptoms, and doctors are reportedly perplexed. When I started singing, I was singing in a different sound and also talking words in a funny accent, Yen recounted of the morning she discovered her new trick. Weird way to put it.
That would just be a weird, if you had to wake up with an accent, what one would you choose?
I don't know.
I know, like it's hard,
smart,
huh?
Like a smart-sounding one?
Well, the British?
Well, I guess it depends on what part of Britain.
Like in English, like you know, not like, oh, I forgot, what do they call, not like, that part of New Britain where it's like, or Great Britain where it's like, it's almost like the Scottish thing where you can't understand them like at all.
So it's so not like thick... not like our friends on the Movie Drone podcast.
I haven't listened to that.
You should listen to them. They're good.
Yeah.
They're very popular.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. Well, at least it's not like she just like woke up like speaking a different language and like could no longer speak English. You know what I mean? Like well, that's weird.
You wonder with this type of thing too, is like is she doing it for attention and just faking it? Or like how legit is it?
Well, I don't know. So like
it's all on her word.
That for actors though, like I mean, how hard is it to keep up an accent? Like you think you'd get lazy or slip up like if you're tired or drunk.
I don't know. You know, like some people get, like when they move, they start emulating the accent of where they move to, which is fine unless you're Madonna and then you get made fun of mercilessly for the rest of your life. Yeah,
like I have, I know someone who dated an actress, like a pretty famous actress. And, shut up. She's from the South.
Yeah.
And like, and had a really thick Southern drawl. And then, but, you know, completely cut it out because that's not how, that doesn't help you or didn't help her in Hollywood.
Right.
But when she drank, it would come out like tenfold. So it's like, she was so careful and so controlled, but you know, you get drunk, you get tired, you're sleepy and you're not really awake. You're sleep talking. Like, you think if she was faking it at some point, she would slip up in some way.
Are you talking about Renee Zellweger?
Mm-mm.
No, somebody else like that.
Not that famous.
Because, you know, when she won an Oscar or something and she gave a acceptance speech like a year or two ago, and everybody's like, what the fuck? She's got a Southern accent? What is this shit? You know, like, I guess she's from Texas, but like, she never has roles where she speaks in a Southern accent, so everybody was, like, so confused.
Wait, but does she give interviews?
I don't know. I don't seek them out, so I don't...
Yeah, me neither. I've never seen her interviewed, but you would assume someone that big would be on, like, a talk show or, you know...
Something. Especially if she's going for an Oscar, you'd think they'd have her out there campaigning and stuff.
Or if she was just like, I'm gonna be me. I don't care. Like, I dated someone too that was from the South, and when he got drunk, it was from New Mexico, so it was like a weird Southern. It was weird, but it was Southern, you know. But it only happened when the drink, you know, it was kind of weird. I don't know. What's
funny to me is only in America could you have people complain about people coming to your area and speaking with an accent.
Mm-hmm.
And also complain about people moving out of your country to another country and trying to emulate the accent of the country where they're
living. Yeah. Oh, I know.
Like, only in America do we have that kind of hubris where we're like, talk like us at all times.
And it's so weird. Southern accents are my favorite. I like them more than anything. And Eric's just like, why? And I'm like, I don't know. I just, what? I don't know. Maybe because it's sort of humorous to me. Like, I like the, I don't know. I've been watching a lot of Toddlers and Tiaras. I don't know why. I think it's disgusting, but like, it's like a train wreck. And it's a lot of Southern states.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, and this shit is thick.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Like the Arkansas, Alabama, like, and the little kids with their, oh. It is. It's just like, I think I'm watching it because like I want to like cover JonBenet on Rouge maybe, and it's just like, I still have to get into the headspace and damn, like, it's bad. But the way they speak too, like, it's just.
And then it's like parents that would never get into a beauty pageant, like pushing their kids.
Oh, but some of them, it's like mommy and me. And like the mom's like, this is great. And I'm like, you do not look good. But like some of them are like, oh, daddy had to take a fourth job to pay for my like $3,500 dress that makes me look like a little whore. Like they're expensive. And they wear like fake teeth. They're called flippers. God. And like hair pieces. They all get like, this one got spray tan. She was a ginger. And she looked fine. Like, she looked like a cute little ginger girl. Like, she was actually cute. And her mom was like, well, she should probably be tan. But, like, no one's going to believe that someone that was that, you know. So they bring her to the tanning, spray tan. So she's like, my color. But then her face starts to peel. So on pageant day, she literally, like, had a full layer of caked makeup. Like, she couldn't move her face. Because like the makeup would run, like she couldn't cry, she couldn't smile too much. It was just,
oh my god, I imagine all the judges on there are like
pedophiles.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, like, the one judge on
Drop Dead Gorgeous.
Drop Dead Gorgeous. His name was John Doe.
Do you know that
D-O-U-G-H.
Yeah. Do you know that that movie is back in print?
I saw it on HBO Max a couple months ago, but haven't looked for the DVD or Blu-ray.
Oh, it was out of print. You couldn't get it. And like Eric had a copy of it and then he lent it to someone, I believe. And I don't know who it was. And you couldn't get it forever, but he bought it. I love that movie so much.
It's really good. They do a lot of good Minnesota just parodies in there, or like spoofs.
Yeah. Minnesota, I mean, it's a little over the top. Talk like their Minnesotan accents are a little out of control.
Although they're like out in the sticks, so like, you know, it's not that far off.
No, oh my god. I don't know. This girl that I knew, she was a friend of a whatever. She nicest girl. She was from like Coon Rapids, Andover, Anoka area.
You know, as much as people say people in Minnesota don't sound like, you know, in Fargo or Drop Dead Gorgeous, like there's a lot of people that sound like that.
Yeah, but you know the thing is though, when I go up north, they're not there. They're in Crystal and Coon Rapids and Anoka. That's where they are. Like, it's really weird. I feel like in the Iron Range, they're like some of them, but not nearly as much as these, like, what is that, like outer suburban, you know?
Yeah, like the further away from the center of the Twin Cities.
Yeah, but not quite like, you know, a billion miles away.
Well, I feel like the Iron Range was pretty thick with it.
It is, but okay, it might be different though, because like Coon Rapids and Anoka, and like it's almost like Minnesota / Hick. Like, there's just something to it that's a little bit more.
It's like Canada light.
Oh, my sister-in-law, or Emily from Rouge, she's a Canadian. Can you tell? A boat. It's not too bad. No, but when she gets drinking, it comes out, and we like to tease her. But she is kind of like the quintessential Canadian, because she's so nice, and she never wants to, like, even when we're playing games, she's like, I feel so bad. And it's just like,
I think it blends in more because it's, you know, you're a Minnesota podcast, so you kind of get that in your head. And
you know, when I was on a trip one time, I was in France, and I was walking down Mont Blanc, which is in the mountains. It's by Evian. We're walking down. It takes a really long time, and there was a couple from Yugoslavia, like, behind us. Like, not right by us, but, like, they could hear us, because you do these switchback things. So, mm-hmm. You know, you do it slowly, so you could, like, be next to each other, but really you're not in the same part of the mountain. And they, like, stopped at the same place that we stopped to take a break or whatever, and they're like, are you guys from Minnesota? And we were like, I'm sorry, what? And they're like, yeah, we could tell. And we were like, why? And they're like, because of the, you know, your accent. They're like, we've seen Fargo. And I'm like, oh, are you kidding? I'm in a fucking in the mountain in France, and they're like, are you from Minnesota? And I was like, oh, where are you from? They're like, Yugoslavia. I'm like, yeah, you sound like it.
Like, they probably got relatives in the Iron Range. They probably. There's a lot of Slavs up there.
Yeah, no, but it was just funny because I was like, but I mean, I know I have one a little bit, but like the girl that I was with, I think she had one, like, she had like a pretty strong one. But only some words, like the O, you know?
And, yeah.
But like, I was like, we don't, apparently it's pretty unique. Yeah, Midwestern accent.
My one grandma, her parents immigrated from Serbia.
Sure.
And so like my dad always tells these stories about how, you know, like she and her sisters would talk Serbian with each other, and then they go tell them to do stuff or whatever. And yeah. But like they used to talk about all the different people, like all the Finlanders and whoever, and then like they'd say bohunks all the time.
Yeah,
I didn't find out that bohunk was a ethnic slur until like 5 years ago.
And wait, apparently, really?
Apparently it's very offensive.
Yeah. Yeah.
but my dad just all the time just throws it out there. But like, I think it's just a word for like Slavic people.
Yeah.
I guess it's really derogatory.
Czech and Polish. So they're called Bohunk too.
But I assume that's where they got the Jeffersons got honky from, was from Bohunk.
Yeah, I remember learning that word. Like, we were in New Prague, of course, and we were somewhere, and my dad was like talking to people he was talking in Czech, and then someone said Bohunk, and I was like, "What is that?" And he was like, "Don't say that word." But yeah, so I learned it was like bad, like early on, but it's such a lame sounding insult. Like, you know what I mean?
I feel
it sounds like you're honking a horn or something, or like a clown. Bohunk the clown, you know, like it's.
I feel like it's our word, and that the people of the Iron Range took it back. And so that it's okay that I say it.
You know? Oh, Jesus. Wrong day, Brett. Wrong day to do that.
So, but yeah, it was I was shocked, like don't say Bohunk, it's very offensive. Like, what?
Yeah, it just doesn't sound cool.
But I don't know.
It doesn't have the, like, I just don't like it. It's not a good one.
I guess if you are one and you're talking about other ones, like, it's okay.
I remember there was like a certain grade where we learned all of the, obviously we knew like some of the really bad ones, but like some of the lesser, I mean, they're all bad, but you know, like the ones that you can still say like on a podcast.
Yeah.
You know, like I remember when that happened, I think it was like around fourth or fifth grade.
You know, I've been rewatching Boy Meets World, and there was an episode in season one that I don't even really remember. But
was it with Linda, the Asian girl?
Oh, it might have been. Yeah, but there's a scene where like Mr. Feeney puts Corey in charge of the class.
Yeah, and he called Sean a wop. Yeah. I know it. I know that episode because Mr. Feeney's wearing this ridiculous outfit with like the hat.
Like a baseball jersey and a backwards hat, and they're playing cards or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, that was like
it was like so out of the blue. Corey's like, "Hey Sean, your mom is your mom is Italian, right?" I was like, "Yeah." "Well, that must make you a whop," and like everybody just stops and stares at him, and then it cuts like to commercial.
Yeah, but they're like, "What did you?" And he's like, "Yeah, yeah." No, I remember that episode. I there's only a few of those episodes that I like that I remember. I know I like that show though.
Season one was better than I thought it would be, but like after that, like the continuity is all over the place. Like it's
where do you watch it?
Weird. It's on Disney Plus.
Is it?
Yeah. And then the spinoff series that they made. Like,
oh, yeah, I don't want to watch that.
Is on there too.
I never, like, except for Cobra Kai. But I remember that. It was because, what was the brother's name?
Eric.
Eric's girlfriend, Linda, like, someone said something to her when they were out.
Yeah, she was, like, crying, and they're like, they said some mean things to her. And, like,
and then the little girl's like, "Don't be sad, Linda." That the little, I was like the little sister because she was always just this like horrid human. The mom would be like, "What do we do at soccer? We kick the ball and not the coach."
She was always throwing zingers out of there. And then she was like, she was off the show for like two seasons and then she just showed up again.
Do you remember too when they had Blanche from Golden Girls? It was the dad's mom.
Oh yeah. And then she just disappeared. She was supposed to take a car.
Like it was so weird. I was like, "What? Why is Blanche? What?" Yeah. God, I gotta watch that. I have to.
Like it's good, but like it's really inconsistent after the first season. Like there's.
Yeah. Well.
Like I don't know.
They got really all weird of their like PSA messages out. So.
Well, like it's weird because like starting in season two, like Feeney is the principal at the high school, but he also teaches.
Yeah.
And then like sometimes the door on the one side, like on the right side of the set, is his office, and sometimes it's a bathroom, and sometimes it's something else, and it's like it changes episode to episode.
And then they and get then, a like, new teacher.
Yeah, they get a new English teacher.
Did Feeny leave?
No, Feeny's like the social studies teacher, and then Mr. Turner is the English teacher.
Yeah, because remember when he had to go to like Sean's trailer?
Yeah.
And the dad doesn't call him teacher, he called him teach.
Yeah, Sean lived with him for like two seasons. Yeah. And then like when they're seniors, like all the other teachers got fired from the show, and Feeny just started teaching everything. And being the principal. Like, it's so ridiculous. Like,
oh, I know.
And then he ends up teaching at the college.
Oh, okay. I did not. Okay. I gotta brush up on that. I have so much to watch. So little time.
I've been watching it while editing the podcast, so I'm going through them pretty quick. Yeah. I'm like on season 6 or 7 now. All right, let's wrap this up. She told viewers that she's found a neurologist with a specialty in stroke rehabilitation who is willing to help diagnose her. Now the Aussie-turned-Irish lass said that she's documenting her troubles to help people, but she has some skeptics. In her latest update, she responded to a commenter who mocked her, offering a calculation of the medical bills that will pile up as she tries to get to her down under slang back.
Well, okay. So I understand that, like, it might be weird or that you, like, don't sound the way that you used to, but at the same time, like, is it really, like, troublesome? Like, it's not really, like, a... Like, you can still speak to people.
Don't they have socialized medicine in Australia? Like, is she just getting this all done on the taxpayer dime?
Well, maybe not for something like this. It doesn't seem like a... I don't know.
I mean, could you sue for malpractice? Like, unintended side effect?
Yeah, but then she'll just be labeled as a racist. Like, I'll do anything to get rid of this accent.
It's got to be weird, because if she came to Australia from a different, like, from an Asian country when she was 8, she probably had an Australian accent on top of an Asian accent. Because, you know, like, even, like, people around here, like, who have been living in Minnesota since they're, like, 5 years old, they still have a bit of an accent.
My dad has an accent.
And, like and a lot of it is because they... You know, they still speak the native language at home. So they don't speak English all the time. But
there is an actress on The Walking Dead, Lauren something. I forgot. Anyway, I think she's British. Or English or whatever. And then they moved to New Jersey. So she got this weird New Jersey / like British. Like, you know what I mean? But it doesn't sound like either. It just sounds like really... like one on top of the other.
She's a mashup. It's so weird.
Yeah.
You know,
oh, well.
Speaking of accents, you know, we should wrap up the episode, but one more thing, like one thing that's been bugging me for a while is like how many British actors come and take American roles in like movies and TV shows like all the time.
Why?
Well, hire an American actor.
You know, not that many good ones.
But I'm happy that Disney went and hired a bunch of American actors to play British people in that Cruella de Vil movie. Because we need to get some of them back.
I'm not even going to touch that. I can't. I'm not witty today. I don't have anything today. I'm so dead inside today.
Well, I'm going to wrap this up.
This is just your filibuster episode because it'll be better next time. Sometimes we get tired.
We still went really long, so. Anyways. All right. I hope everybody listening made it all the way through.
Yeah.
I want to thank everybody who tuned in. And I want to remind everybody to subscribe to the podcast. Give us a rating and review if you're on Apple Podcasts. Tell your friends about us. Follow me on Twitter at PositivelyWolf1. And if you want to email the show, you can reach me at PositivelyWolfie@Comcast.net. Chola has the Rouge 45 podcast. They released one new episode recently.
Yeah, we did. It was really cool. It was like on a case that my co-host, her brother, worked on, some search and rescue stuff. It was kind of a brutal story, but it was good to be back. And I'm actually researching some stuff right now, so we'll be back. Probably not every week for a while because life, but we can be found at Rouge45Podcast at, you know, Gmail, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Patreon. Don't go there because we haven't done anything with it. I feel like I have to mention it every time, though. I don't know why.
People wouldn't know about it if you didn't mention it. I know.
All right.
All right. Thanks again. Have a great day, everybody.
Bye.